Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audible.destinypizzas.com. Over 100,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player.
This is Destiny Pizzas with Dhoof Patel and Mike Steska.
Hello, and welcome to episode 30 of Destiny Pizzas. I'm Dhoof Patel.
I'm Mike Steska.
And I'm Brian Lee.
So we just recorded the Thor the Dark World bonus pod, so go check that out if you want to. If you've seen the movie, it's full of spoilers.
See the movie first.
We're going to talk about that movie a little bit.
But no spoilers on this.
No spoilers on this bonus, or on this regular pod. I'm a little sick, so you're not going to hear my voice as much. I know I'm normally the voice of this podcast. I'm like the Chris Hardwick to this Nerdist. I'm going to hand the reins over to Mike and Brian today and fulfill my dream of having this be an equal podcast.
Good luck.
So let's just start off with some movie news. Some superhero movie news first. We've been pronouncing this name wrong for the last, as long as I can remember, episodes. Kevin Feige. It's pronounced Kevin Feige. We always pronounce it Kevin Feige.
I've just never said it.
Okay. I try to avoid the name because I'm like, I before E except after C. I don't know how to say things.
Yeah, so it's Kevin Feige.
Feige, okay. Fee-fi-fo-fum Feige.
Yeah. There and he's the head of Marvel movies, so it's pretty awesome.
He's doing good things.
Yeah, he's doing great things. So, Thor 2, go listen to our bonus pod. Yes. We pretty much go over the whole movie, and then we talk about our favorite things, what we didn't like, what we did like. And it opened up a week earlier overseas than here, and it made over $100 million in that 1 week.
Like, that's the thing Marvel does. For some reason, they're like, we're going all overseas first, and like, we have earned this. Give it to us first. We have earned it.
I understand if they open up in London and Australia first, because Chris Hemsworth is Australian, and this movie takes place mostly in London.
Well, at least there's not a whole thing where it's all in China, and like China has half the movie we didn't see.
And that stuff doesn't exist this time.
Yeah, so that didn't happen in Thor. But I do like the international flavor of this movie. It's international. It's more international than previous movies.
Mm-hmm. So I went to the Hollywood premiere of Thor: The Dark World this past Monday.
Did you see Jamie Alexander?
I did. She was the first person to arrive.
Oh. My boo.
She was so nice. She walked by and we're all like yelling at her, and she promised to come back, and she came back a couple of times to sign. I didn't get anything signed, but
how dare you? I'm sick over here, and you could have made my wish happen.
I didn't get anything.
Oh, come on, man.
Gotcha. But it was nice to look at.
You could have been like, I'm Hogan's little brother.
I'm from Vanaheim.
He was there, but he was the only one I didn't see.
Vanaheim.
I saw everyone else, though. But it was really cool because, Natalie Portman didn't show up, apparently.
Oh, wow. Oh.
Yeah, she was like the only one of the main cast that didn't go.
Oh.
Anthony Hopkins was there.
Oh, but Chris Hardwick was there.
Yeah, Chris Hardwick was there with his girlfriend.
Really? Chloe.
Dykstra, yeah. It was really cool because the cast of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. came. A couple people from Guardians came.
Yeah.
And
I don't think Chris Pratt
Stan
was
Lee
there.
Was there, which is like, oh,
did
my
you see
God,
him?
So, yeah.
Wow.
He's a cool guy.
It was a weird setup because they had like the people that waited on one side, and then in the middle of the red carpet, they had a bunch of fans that like got exclusive. They had like press passes, and all the stars basically went to them and shook all their hands and took their time with them.
They were probably dying. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, we were all just watching. So I just like saw Stan Lee being old, and he was so cool.
Oh, man.
But it was kind of like at a distance, and everyone was really cool. And then, like, Chris Hemsworth came out, and he's, like, towered above everyone.
Yeah, he's huge.
Yeah, he's giant.
It's ridiculous.
It's crazy. But Thor, definitely worth checking out. Mm-hmm. You should definitely see Thor.
Yeah.
And speaking of Thor, we've already been confirmed that there's going to be another Thor. So we're getting
to
Thor 3.
Yeah.
Jamie Alexander confirmed it at Stan Lee's Kamikaze, which was last weekend.
Yeah,
so for sure.
We did not get invited to, but hopefully next year.
So. But we have to do that Comic-Con.
Yeah, we need to do the Comic-Con application.
Yeah, definitely. But I'm glad we're getting another Thor, because
I can't get enough of these movies.
Yeah, this is so awesome. Like, it's the ridiculous. More continuity we get with the building of this universe.
And also, I like how they didn't title it Thor 2. Yeah. The Dark World.
Exactly, like they've been doing with Iron Man.
Yeah, it's very standalone.
Just
it's
like
very...
they're doing with the Captain America.
Which you've been saying that it's easily a standalone movie, so it was really good.
Yeah, because that was the problem with Iron Man is that by the time they started doing next movies, they're like Iron Man 2 already, and they already did it. So
it's hard
to go from Iron Man 2 to Iron Man a title.
Yeah,
because you're kind of like you have 2 and then 3. Like when you get that far, you kind of have to go with it. I mean, they do it sometimes with like Die Hard. They start
Die
changing
hard with
the name.
The Vengeance.
Yeah,
Good Day to Die Hard.
Exactly. They start doing with some like Rocky Balboa for like the 6th one. They're like,
well, they did the same thing with Rambo. Because they just titled the last one Rambo.
Yeah, they started changing it late, but... Three is the kind of Rambo. Like, I feel like the next, if they do another Iron Man, I don't know if they will.
I don't think they're going to call it Iron Man 4.
But they wouldn't call it Iron Man 4, I don't think. Because I think 3 would be fine, and they'd call it Iron Man something.
Iron Man. Pedal to the metal.
So why are they drag racing? Are they racing cars? Tony Stark's like...
They already did that in Iron Man 2.
Yeah, it's Iron Man 2. It's just a racing scene.
Yeah, exactly. So... Good news on the Thor front.
Yeah. And even better news, my boo, Jamie Alexander, at Stanley's Kamikaze, said she might possibly be Wonder Woman in Batman vs. Superman.
I'm so behind this now, and now I can't see anything anyone else.
I know, that's the problem. Like,
damn it.
Because I heard all these other casting rumors this week.
So Gal Gadot, Elodie Young, and Olga Kurylenko, rumors about them being Wonder Woman?
Yeah, that they were also going in for casting and stuff.
First of all... Olga, whatever her last name is, she can't be her because she sounds Russian.
Yeah, she has an accent.
Yeah, there's a like, ever since they put Jamie Alexander in my mind of being Wonder Woman, it's hard to remove it.
All those other names sound unnormal.
Jamie Alexander, American.
Jamie Alexander, American. Even though I'm pretty sure she's probably not American, she's far too beautiful to be American.
I think she is.
But she's American.
Is she American?
Ooh.
Wonder Woman's not American.
Did you say she's probably Amazonian?
No, I was talking about Wonder Woman.
Oh, okay, I was like, Wonder Woman, that's true. Jamie Alexander is an Amazon.
She's probably from the Amazon.
They have to get an Amazonian to play Wonder Woman.
they go down to like Brazil.
I mean, it's only right. The first Wonder Woman's got to be from the Amazon.
Yeah.
Like, literally from the mythical.
Yeah,
Amazon.
The
not,
mythical.
Not like the
not
Amazon.
The literal.
Yeah, not the literal.
I want to see a movie with the literal Amazon. Yeah.
But now I feel like I'm going to be disappointed if it's not her.
Yeah, it has to be her.
But this, so hearing all this like Wonder Woman news, is this pretty much guaranteed that Wonder Woman's in Batman Superman?
Well, she said she's going to be a strong female lead in Batman vs. Superman.
She like said that? Why would
you? Or she said like she read for
okay,
the
read
role.
For it. I can't imagine why you wouldn't
but
get
like,
her.
But like she knew. Apparently, like, the amount that she knew about the storyline wouldn't be, like, a minor character. It's not going to be, like, Barbara Gordon or something.
Oh, yeah. That's not minor.
Well, yeah. But, I mean, like, yeah, I guess in this scene it wouldn't be minor. But, like, it's not, like, some extra, you know, like...
Yeah.
The
like
amount
love
that she,
interest or
yeah,
something.
The amount she saw is has to be for, like, a Wonder Woman or something.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, the amount that people have been coming out and saying, like, we want Wonder Woman and stuff like that.
Yeah, I think it would be smart if... Batman, Superman, or whatever DC's doing with these movies, if they pooch off some Marvel people that like are minor characters, but they're characters people really like, that are good, and then you can like translate them to the DC universe.
She applauded Marvel by saying, like, I'm glad there's strong female leads, which Thor The Dark World had.
Exactly.
It had Natalie Portman. It had The Mother. It had... Jamie Alexander. Like, they're all very
strong.
There's no damsel. Even Darcy... You go to Kat Dennings, a strong female character.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. No one was that weak in it. Like, they're weak by the mere fact that they're humans, but they're not weak in character. They don't act weak.
Yeah, this isn't Princess Peach. That time has gone.
Those days are over.
Yeah. So, did you guys hear about... I was joking around about making a wish for me, but do you guys hear about this kid in San Francisco for Make-A-Wish Foundation?
Yeah.
Let's see if I can pull it up.
So this kid's Make-A-Wish was to be Batman for a day. He gets to ride around with someone dressed up as Batman, right?
Yeah.
And they're going to call him Bat-Kid?
Yeah.
And that's just like the coolest thing ever.
That's really cool for them to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, like set up a whole thing.
So he like, I think it starts and they like gave us a timeline of what everything that's going to happen that day. Let's see if I can pull this up soon. Faster internet. There we go. It's coming up. Okay, so Make-A-Wish will turn San Francisco into Gotham City so Childs can be Batman. So first, the day starts with a breaking news story. San Francisco's police chief asks if anyone knows the whereabouts of Bat-Kid, because he needs his help solving crime and bringing the bad guy to justice. Our little Bat-Kid, Miles, in training with adult Batman, is ready to answer the call. Of course, Bat-Kid will be riding around the city, saving the day and performing feats of daring do. After rescuing a damsel in distress from Hyde Street cable car tracks in Nob Hill and capturing the Puzzler, I'm kind of confused about that. I think this is like they're using like knockoff character names, right?
Yeah.
I'm not sure if the Puzzler was ever a Batman character.
It's probably the
Riddler. It's like the Riddler. In the act of robbing a downtown vault, Bat-Kid will eat his lunch at the Burger Bar in San Francisco, directly above Union Square. While at Burger Bar, he'll get a special message from the chief of police to go to the window, where he'll look down and see a huge group of volunteers jumping up and down asking for Bat-Kid's help. Why? Because the villainous Mr. P will be kidnapping a famous San Francisco mascot. The getaway car will be visible on Union Street, a convertible so that everyone can see what is happening, and the chase will be on. After catching Mr. P, Bat-Kid will make his final stop at City Hall, where the mayor and the police chief of San Francisco will thank him and give him a key to the city. We plan on having hundreds of volunteers and donors collected to cheer and thank our Batman. This is a great opportunity to see the magic of a wish in action and perfect outing for kids, grandkids, and Bat fans everywhere. And then they have a little picture of him. So, I am full for that. Like,
it's really cool.
They say like they're going to try to get volunteers together. You have to be a heartless person to not want... Like, if you are a comic book fan at all, you want to go see this. Like, just being there, I was like, it made it sound as if I couldn't go there, and I was like, I want to be at the Burger Bar. They said that specifically. I want to be there and be like, I want to ask for his autograph or something. That is so cool that, like, Make-A-Wish is doing this for this kid. And you see, like, this kind of in the news sometimes where, like, I think it was in Brazil, the kids going through chemotherapy, the hospital would put labels on it saying, like, Batman, like, Batman's health or something, like, Batman's magic potion on the chemotherapy bottles. Mm. So when kids are getting chemotherapy, it looks like they're getting, like, superpower. Like, those little touches are, like, they melt my heart. Like, it is so cool to see this happening.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, to see huge. Something so major. Like, if I was a kid, I'd want to see, like, the Power Rangers or something together. Like,
this is, like, on a grand scale.
Yeah, for them to do something cool. This big is phenomenal. So,
yeah, this
you guys can donate to that. Just Google Make-A-Wish Gotham San Francisco, I guess. I'll pull it up, probably. And the last Batman vs. Superman news, I put that in there because it was Batman, so. rumor has it, Dick Grayson is to appear in Batman vs. Superman. Now, as if I wasn't sold enough on this movie, Batman vs. Superman with an old Batman. Dick Grayson, that they're going to refer to him as Dick Grayson, is going to be in it. Wonder Woman, possibly, with the greatest actress to play a superhero, feminine superhero ever. I'd like making that a really small category. I'm totally for it.
Yeah, we are getting a little bit better news, but this is like, definitely an up week for Batman. It's like there's up weeks and down weeks for news for Batman
for Superman. DC in general.
Yeah, DC in general. I'm still like I still wobble on this movie all the time. I'm still gonna see it, and I hope it's really awesome. But I still wobble from the little tidbits I hear. But this one I'm, like, really happy about. Because apparently it's supposed to be, like, Dick Grayson as Nightwing. Older Dick Grayson. And it's supposed to be a time where Batman hasn't spoken to Nightwing for a while.
Yeah.
So it's supposed to be, like, Dark Knight Returns, where he doesn't know where he is.
Like, he thinks he's dead.
Exactly. Doesn't know what's going on. So.
So that means maybe Carrie Kelly could be in it?
It's possible. Yeah, we're gonna get a Robin that's not Dick Grayson in it. We could get like a Nightwing and then have a Robin of somebody.
Now, hypothetically, I think we've had this conversation before. Who would you like to see as Carrie Kelly? You guys have any choices?
I still don't know.
Like Chloe Grace Moretz, maybe. She would obviously be in the running.
Yeah, definitely.
But you'd have what's to do her name? Like Alex soon, though. From Modern Family.
You'd have to do like now.
Yeah, the girl who did the voice.
Ariel Winter.
Oh, yeah, you said
Ariel
that before.
Winter. She did the voice of Carrie Kelly. I would love to see her as Carrie Kelly.
Cool. That would be cool.
Yeah.
But I was thinking, like, having Nightwing in this movie it's doing more of what I said before of, like, having the whole universe already established in the Batman world. So he's already fought, like, Mr. Freeze and Joker. All those guys exist. Like, I'm applauding them if that's what they do, they're doing with Batman. They're not treating us like children. Because what they're doing, what they do with most of these movies is they introduce the character. We're starting them from scratch. And we got no canon to go from. They're starting it for us. This one, which it seems like they're doing, which I hope, is that they're setting up this Batman world where it already exists. We can take everything that we already know, pretty much. So we know about these bad guys because we've seen them in other things. It won't be exactly the same as what we're thinking in our mind, but it'll be like we're not idiots and we know Batman, he's fought these villains and stuff. And it's not like a thing where they have to give us another origin of Batman and see, oh, where did he come from? He didn't fight anybody until we saw him do it. So I really like how they're establishing some of his world already before we see it on screen. So we don't need all that like setup for it. Like with Superman, they're going to be doing all the setup because they already started with the origin. So we don't know any about like Brainiac and anything. But with Batman, we'll already know a bunch of stuff he already went through, even if we haven't seen it yet.
And like DC, obviously they have to be thinking this to launch a new like standalone Batman series off of this. Like, you'd be a fool to not do it.
Yeah, because,
like,
exactly.
This is supposed to be technically a Man of Steel movie.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I think this is going to be the launch. Well, it obviously is. Ben Affleck got signed.
Yeah,
like,
he's got signed so much deals. I mean, he's got to, like, I assume they got to give us at least, like, a solo Batman at some point.
Yeah. So. Whose is this?
I'll do it. Yeah, so another superhero news is that we're getting a sequel to The Wolverine. So I'm assuming this movie will take place after Days of Future Past. I don't know. We're getting all these weird Wolverine movies. For some reason, they feel like I really think Hugh Jackman goes to these studios and like, yeah, I'm in for Wolverine all the time. I love Wolverine. I
read that.
I honor
he just
Wolverine.
Said he wanted to do another one.
And I think it's like because of him, he goes to them and he's like, yeah, let's make another Wolverine movie. And they're like, okay. Like we still make money off of them even if some of them aren't that good. Like, we're still making money. We'll keep making them. And he's, like, taking such an ownership over this character, which is cool. But, like, it's not something I'm, like, clamoring for.
Yeah.
But
I mean, like, the track record speaks for itself.
Yeah. So, like, I haven't seen The Wolverine yet, which I'm willing to give it a shot. I need to still watch it. But I really think Hugh Jackman just wants to be the Wolverine. He wants to be Christopher Reeve. He wants to be that the character who is that guy. Where the next guy who's Wolverine, which, let's be honest, if they keep making the superhero movies, at some point they're going to reboot everything.
Yeah.
Then he wants to be the guy, Hugh Jackman Wolverine, that's what you think, for a while until...
And it is that way right now.
It is that way. He is the Christopher, Reeve right
now. Yeah, already. I think
he doesn't need to do all these movies, because I feel like Iron Man, Tony Stark, Robert Downey Jr. already does that. He doesn't even try.
Well, I think the thing is... Robert Downey Jr. I think does such a better Tony Stark, and it's just his personality and stuff he puts into it. Where Wolverine, I could find another actor who acts that way and looks that way, but because Hugh Jackman is going to have so many films behind it, he's trying to like counterbalance it. Because I think Robert Downey Jr. is a better Iron Man than Hugh Jackman is Wolverine. Pretty much like, and he's just trying to even the odds by. If you throw, so you give me like 10. This is just my opinion. I don't know if that's what's going through his mind. I'm just saying, that's what I say when he's keeps trying to make
Hugh
these Wolverine
Jackman
movies.
Is like, I can make 10 mediocre movies and it's equal to 3 great movies or 4 great movies. So that's what is happening between him and Robert Downey Jr.
And like you think about it this way, with Wolverine, he's the only guy in this new one where he stays the same age. So he goes back in time. I mean, he's himself. Yeah. He's always himself. It's always Hugh Jackman where. They've already rebooted Patrick Stewart as Charles Xavier because they have him rebooted. They got Mystique rebooted. They pretty much got them all rebooted because they did a prequel.
He like got into the best.
So he's like
in the best position.
He's the best position for you to always remember Hugh Jackman Wolverine, and that's gonna be our Wolverine for pretty much forever. I can't imagine you
until let's see what would happen to him. Christopher Reeve fell off a horse and broke his neck. Hugh Jackman would have to get like impaled by like a pitchfork.
But even so,
and
then
it'd be very ironic.
Christopher Reeve is still like Superman to me.
Yeah.
It's not, it's like nobody's close
Henry
right now.
Cavill just got the chills.
Yeah, like Cavill. Like Cavill. I mean, he's got potential to make all these films, but even so, Christopher Reeve's still like what people are going to think of because of the first movie and how long he was Superman for.
Yeah. Now on to some Star Wars news. This is going to be a nightmare. Chiwetel Ejiofor, or Ejiofor. I don't know.
Who is this guy?
He's possibly cast in Episode 7.
Yeah, but who is he?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I think he... Let me verify first, but go on.
Was he in something else? Or?
I think so, yeah.
Like, I usually just reference other things.
Well, also, they're going to expand Star Wars in Disneyland, and they're saying they're planning on doing it in Disney World as well, which we've had rumors for a while. And yeah, it got confirmed today.
They're going to have to, like, build a whole new, like, parks they're planning on doing. Point. Yeah, like Star Wars parks and, like, Marvel parks and stuff.
Well, Marvel Park, there's one in Dubai.
Or there already is one.
And there is one in Universal Studios, Adventure Island. They have, like, the Hulk roller coaster and stuff because that was before Disney bought Marvel. I was actually thinking about that today. I was wondering what...
Oh, that's why it's so, like... It's great and scary that Disney owns all this stuff, but at least they have the infrastructure to do it properly.
Yeah, like, we'll talk about theme parks in a little bit.
Yeah.
But
yeah, like...
There's another potential theme park that I think is going to be
saying,
a ruin.
Like, we'll talk about this a little later, but... like, what they're doing with TV shows and movies and crossing stuff.
Yeah.
It's... I feel like only Disney could do that. If DC is trying to do that, all they have is the CW, and it's, like, not going to work so well. It wouldn't work.
Yeah, exactly. Like, Disney is a freaking giant.
Exactly. Like it's great and scary at the same time.
Get it right.
But I love the work they put in their stuff.
Yeah, he was in Serenity.
Okay.
I think that's what I know him in, and he was in 12 Years a Slave.
Oh, okay. Which I heard is amazing.
Chiwetel Ejiofor.
Okay.
And then we've been talking about like when Star Wars is going to come out for a while. It was always winter. It was December the whole time. And then we got a little bit of hope because on some card it said summer/winter. And then now it's finally confirmed that it's going to be December. The May streak is going to end.
Yeah. December 18, 2015. Yes. According to Bob Iger.
Yes. So a week before Christmas is when the movie's going to come out. So weird timing for it. But Star Wars is big enough where people are going to watch it anyway. But
if I owned a movie theater, though, I'd show it again in May 2016.
And then they're showing it in 3D, too, which they're just trying to make money. Like, they make Thor 3D, too, and stuff. Like,
I don't know. I might go see it again.
Go ahead. You can tell us how terrible it is.
People I know saw it last night.
In 3D?
They did not get the Captain America trailer because it wasn't ready for some theaters.
Oh,
that
so would have
been the worst ever.
Yeah, I think it might have not been ready.
I would have asked for a refund.
I would have too, yeah. If that's really what I thought was going to happen.
That was like my basis for going to that movie.
Like, jeez. It's crazy.
And Brian, you want to get this one?
So Saoirse Ronan isn't going to be in Star Wars.
Yeah, she wasn't cast in it.
Yeah, she's not supposed to be in Fantastic Four either. Yeah. That's what the other thing
Which is
I
sad.
Yeah. Wait, was she the front runner for us? Or no, she was too young.
No. Yeah, she was too young. We didn't want her to be Sue Storm. But, I mean, she could have been in Star Wars.
Yeah.
But also with the Star Wars stuff, like, because there's been reports, too, of trying to push it back to 2016. And that's what they've been trying to do. And Disney's like, no. Do you think they were... Like, and that scares me. Do you think they're doing that more for, like, because they wanted to get it in May again, or because they need more time to work on it?
I don't know. See, like, I want it to be in May.
Would you want them to put it, if this was a possibility, would you want them to push it back to May 2016 just to have the May?
Yeah.
You would do that just much? Yeah. I would do that, like, I think just for the creative aspect. Because I'm a little scared because they already fired one writer because... I think they're, like, on a time crunch. They don't know what they're doing. You see all these casting calls going out. They're, like, scrambling. They don't know
what
they're doing.
Like, a small movie like Monuments Men, they pushed that movie back 6 months because George Clooney, who's the director and star, he said he wanted to polish things up a little bit more.
I mean,
and that's not Star Wars. Like, you have to... Star Wars was announced a year ago.
That's the thing.
They didn't have a director a year ago.
Yeah. Like, as soon as they acquired Star Wars, they're like, we're getting movies.
But you have to remember, December...
in 2 years.
December 18th is also 2 years from now.
Yeah.
So that is a while. It's enough time. That's enough time.
Yeah. So,
but any more time is always good.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I have hope because of the people
what
doing
do you say,
it.
It's a new hope?
It is, stop.
We've made that joke so many times on this podcast.
I get a renowned new hope every so often. But I got hope because of the people working on it. I'm just a little scared because they fired one of those writers. And like, he apparently might be doing the 8 and 9 or something, still be attached to that. But I don't want to. I don't want to get out like a rushed episode 7. Like they, I don't know. If they rushed episode 1, but I mean, if that's like the crappy one in the beginning, I don't want to. Can't start it off crappy like they did before.
And also, I read something that said that there's not going to be a Skywalker or a Solo character. Like, they are not the main characters in this new movie.
I'm totally fine with that. I don't need, like, a family thing.
No. Nepotism.
Yeah. Like, I understand. Like, that's what people would assume they're doing. But I don't know. It's still, like, a total mystery. That's why it seems like such a complex thing to start it off here. Because you're doing the first three. Okay, they got them. Doing the earlier ones are easier because you're like, oh, I got my characters. I got Obi-Wan. I got Anakin I'm going to do. And then those are like the main characters you see through the three prequels.
Yeah.
So it's like you already established everything. I'm going to put Yoda in there. You add some new characters like Mace Windu and stuff. But you still got R2-D2 and C-3PO, which I'm sure they'll be in this movie too. They'll be part of whoever they're going with. But it's a hard thing to do to create a new storyline off of what's happened.
Because in reality, they do follow R2-D2 and C-3PO mainly.
Yeah,
those
it's really
are
through
those are
their
real
eyes.
Main characters.
They really are. If you're really paying close attention, that's what's actually going on.
R2-D2 more than C-3PO, though.
Yeah, R2-D2, I mean, C-3PO just translates what actually R2-D2 is telling us, which we already know that he's like, you said what? What? Yeah. You want to do this? And that's exactly what we're thinking at the time.
So it's that time for this week in movies in the past. Bah, bah, bah. You ready? Let's do this. God, I feel so crappy right now. In 1984, A Nightmare on Elm Street came out. Fast forward 10 years.
Whoa, gap.
Yeah, there's a big gap. No movies came out in the 80s, apparently. That were noteworthy. Interview with the Vampire and the Santa Claus with Tim Allen.
I love the Santa Claus.
I didn't realize that movie came out in 1994. That was a long time
Neither
ago.
Did I.
That is really wow.
I think I remember watching the movie in theaters, which is like weird.
So good.
Starship Troopers came out in 1997. The Waterboy came out in 1998. 8 Mile and Femme Fatale came out in 2002. Matrix Revolutions, Elf, and Love Actually came out in 2003. The Incredibles came out in 2004. No Country for Old Men came out in 2007. The Men Who Stare at Goats came out in 2009. And Skyfall and Lincoln came out in 2012. Now for this week in movies in the now. In theaters this week is Thor the Dark World and About Time. So
it's about time.
Yeah, let me give you a hint on which movie to watch out of those two. One of them doesn't have a typecast character being the love interest of a time traveler. And the
Wait,
other
which one,
one
is that?
Does.
And the other one's About Time.
Yeah.
Wait, you saying Thor's a time travel movie? It's spoiler alert. It is.
That's what you don't know.
Of course. Thor's,
That's what you don't know about Asgard. Asgard is actually the past.
It's actually, next thing already happened.
On VOD this week is Boy, which comes out on the 5th, and How I Live Now, which came out on the 8th. Those are both in the past, I guess. I don't know why I said it comes out on the 5th.
Yeah,
whatever.
That already happened.
Time for some miscellaneous news. First, Star Trek 3. Joe Cornish might be directing it.
Who's Joe Cornish? That's my question.
He's a director.
What has he directed before? Is he any? Does he have involvement with J.J. Abrams at all, or no?
I don't think so.
But J.J. Abrams, isn't he still like writing something?
Yeah,
or like helping.
Joe Cornish directed.
Oh, Attack the Block. Okay,
yeah,
it makes me a lot happier. I love Attack the Block. That movie's very. Have you seen it yet?
No,
you need to watch it.
It's still on my to watch
list. It's really good. It's very short too. It's only like an hour and a half.
Let's see. Okay,
it's a good movie.
So he's writing Ant-Man.
Okay.
He writes a lot with Edgar Wright. He wrote Attack the Block. He wrote Tintin. He directed Attack the Block. And he... That's about it. He's a good writer.
He's very, like, action comedy-y.
Yeah.
And I feel like Star Trek doesn't have much comedy. Like, not really.
Yeah, but there's always room.
Tiny. You can always add more.
Yeah.
So I wonder what they'd do with Star Trek 3.
I don't know.
I feel this one like feels so forced just because Star Trek 2 was like got made money.
And
like it always concerned me when it feels more forced than that's what they were thinking.
I feel like they're just trying to compete with Star Wars
at this point. Yeah, it's true. They're like, "Oh, we got that Star Wars vibe going on."
Yeah.
Let's keep it up, but a little concerned.
Saw, a new movie for Saw series is in development.
Why?
Number 8.
Why do they just keep making them? They're like, well, another
Saw. Someone thought about more screwed up things to kill people with.
Yeah. Well, I guess they were... I mean, there's been a little gap, right? A little hiatus of Saw. Because they used to come out every year for a while.
They haven't come out for the last, like, 5 years. Yeah. Because that's when the Paranormal franchise started
coming
out.
I think it's that time where you're like, yeah, original ideas suck. Like, too risky. This one, I'll get my base and maybe I'll get more. That's what they're thinking. Like people are like they're way too scared to make movies.
Exactly.
It's ridiculous.
Beetlejuice 2, Michael Keaton kind of confirms, and it's kind of greenlit. In that aspect, I say Michael Keaton kind of confirms because he's been getting hounded by the press so much lately that I feel like he just got tired of it and was like, "Yes, I'm Beetlejuice."
Yeah, I totally agree with that. They're like, "Get off my back." Because I don't want to talk about this anymore. So if I say yes and then it doesn't happen, they'll be like, "Oh, it's just the movie didn't happen. It's not happening." But
I feel so bad for Michael Keaton and Tim Burton because I think someone at Universal thinks that there's a lot of people excited for Beetlejuice 2.
Yeah.
All because for some reason everyone's talking about it.
Uh huh.
And I feel like any movie with this much press is going to fall on its face.
I know. I feel like I'll talk about something like. I'll talk about a Ferris Bueller sequel or something. I don't want to see it, but if you start talking about that, I'm going to start talking about it because it just, like, that's the weirdest thing ever. Like, Ghostbusters 3, I don't know. Like, people are talking about that. Do we need a Ghostbusters 3? Is there a clamoring for it? I thought the Ghostbusters 2, a lot of people don't like it. So, it just seems strange to me that everyone's all on this Ghostbusters 3 people have been talking about for 10 years, 15 years, however long
it's been. I'd go see a Ghostbusters 3 before I go see a Beetlejuice 2.
Yeah, I would too. But I just feel like it's just not necessary. If they can come up with a good idea, sure, and you do it the right way. But it's very hard. It's not like it's slam dunk because you're using the name of something that was popular that's going to work at all. It's all about like expectations. It's hard to live up to them.
Now, for the next movie, you guys were fans of R.I.P.D., which came out earlier this year, obviously.
Who was? Us or listeners?
No, I'm just joking.
Okay, I couldn't tell.
I don't think anyone was a fan of that movie.
I thought Brian, like, this Ryan Reynolds, Green Lantern.
You didn't see it?
Oh, you plan on seeing it? I thought you saw Turbo and R.I.P.D. in the same
Oh, no, I just saw day. Turbo.
I thought you saw two Ryan Reynolds things. I think they just came out at the same time.
Oh, yeah, they did. Both his movies flopped that weekend.
Yeah. That was it. You saw Turbo. That was the one you saw.
So, along those lines, in my head, this new movie called SEAL Team 666, starring The Rock, is coming out eventually.
But why is it?
I don't know.
Let's not talk about
I think
about
he was
this.
Like a demon hunter or something. I don't know.
Are they going to go get Osama? Like
dead?
In hell? They're like, "We're coming for you, Osama." I don't even know where to start from there.
Someone.
But, so, Jurassic World's news, which I seem to feel like we're getting a lot of like casting, and this movie seems to be
that's
shaping,
a podcast now. It's the casting up. Podcast.
Exactly, we're telling you who's rumored
cast.
Which is weird because like,
not to be confused with the one about broken bones healing.
But like this movie, like for other movies, we're getting a bunch of rumors and stuff, and they last long, and then we're like, Michael B. Jordan, what are you doing?
Yeah.
But these ones are like, oh, that person. It's confirmed. Oh, real quick. But, yeah, so Jason Schwartzman says he might be in it.
Yeah, he's going to be in that new movie, Saving... What is it? about Walt Disney and Mary Poppins.
Oh, Saving Mr. Banks.
Saving Mr. Banks, and he's been in like every Wes Anderson movie pretty much. And he's also in Bored to Death, the TV show, the short-lived TV show on HBO with Zach Galifianakis and Ted Danson.
Hmm. Yeah, definitely the cast for this movie seems to be shaping up pretty nicely.
Yeah.
It's like, it's, I mean, it's still everything by the end of it's all about the story.
No Jeff Goldblum like, yet.
No, I don't think you're getting any people from the any of them. I don't think you're.
Unfortunately.
I don't. They're that's the reboot aspect. I don't think they're going to get anybody from the other ones. I think that's the point of it.
I want to see Jason Schwartzman in a black leather jacket and
no
sunglasses.
No. Okay, maybe that's the world you want them to play the same people. I don't know.
No, just like
I don't
a callback
see that movie. I have that movie.
Just a callback.
A callback. That'd be the and weirdest callback ever.
He has to have a black daughter.
It's like. It's like, why is he dressed like Jeff Goldblum? It's a callback. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. We just want
don't mention it.
We just want one fan. We're very desperate for one fan.
We just want that one guy to be happy.
Yeah. And that one guy being me.
And it's you. And they're like, they did that for me. Thank you.
They're like, what the fuck
Everyone
is
else
this?
Is like, no. I have my Jurassic Park. It's called Jurassic Park.
By that time, I forget about it. I'm just like, what is this? Why did why is Jason Schwartzman not Jeff Goldblum?
It's like, what is it? I hate it. I hate this so much. It's like, we did it for you all along. And they're like,
is he supposed to be drawn to Vulture from Greece or something? What is going on?
Come on.
So the guy who wrote and directed The Purge is returning for a sequel. Now, Mike, you saw The Purge 1.
Yes.
Sequel to The Purge.
No. Don't do it.
No.
Why would you do
that?
Have
you seen it,
Brian? Yeah, I saw
it. Oh, I'm the only one that hasn't seen it.
The only reason, this is money. This is very cheap to make. Way more successful than they thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
Sequel. Like, I hate this stuff. This is the sequel that annoys me. You do sequels that you know they're trying to do stuff, but this is just like money, need, make another one.
Yeah.
Cheap. Easy. Like, it's got the name recognition now.
They should call it Bulimia. Next one.
Sure.
Like The Purge.
Oh, I was trying to figure it out.
I got that, but no.
I did not get it right
Trigger
away.
Trigger warning.
I was like, oh.
Too late.
I was like, oh.
So, Brian, are you a fan of this movie I like to call Adventureland?
I was so excited when I saw this news.
So, there's this movie called American Ultra.
You mean Adventureland 2.
And Jesse Eisenberg and Kristen Stewart are supposed to star. And it's about a stoner and his girlfriend. And
it's Adventureland 2.
Yeah.
It is what happens after Adventureland.
Like, all this weird stuff happens. And this government agency is after him. Trying to, like, because he knows something. Jesse Eisenberg.
That should be the twist, man. It's got to be Adventureland 2. Like,
yeah, it takes less than
they had to change their name. Like, you won't know about it the whole time until the end of the movie. They'll just say something random. They don't even, like, overtly mention it. They just say something.
And somehow they didn't age, like, 30 years because Adventureland, like, took place in the 70s or something.
Oh, yeah. I did not realize that.
Or the 80s?
They must have gone through. That must be a time travel movie, too.
Maybe.
Or maybe, like, vampires. I don't know. Because Kristen Stewart's a vampire, so... I can cross all these movies together. It will all make sense in my continuity. I'm going to find an actor where like the continuity works like really well with
for
one actor.
For that one actor?
Yeah, for one actor, like it works very well.
Like almost
for
as
Jesse
well.
Jesse Eisenberg, it would work really well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like he can be the same guy everywhere. He just like traveled around.
It's
like
the whole Pixar thing where all the Pixar movies are linked together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
like Boo is actually the old witch in Brave and stuff like that. That's crazy.
I gotta look up that again.
That's
that
really crazy.
That crazy.
Yeah.
I need like an animation. I need someone to like make a video of it.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Just make an animation of connections.
Did you see the one that connected The Hobbit to Lord of the Rings?
Of course they're connected. What do you mean? They have
like the movie. Like in Lord of the Rings, there's like a dead guy in one of the rooms and his skeleton is like a guy from The Hobbit.
Oh.
And like you see all the connections and like.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure Gimli's, they put little things in
there.
Yeah,
Gimli's father
like purpose,
has the axe,
right?
The same axe that Gimli used and like stuff like that. Yeah, it's all on purpose.
Yeah. I love that stuff, even though, like...
They did it before they planned it.
Yeah, even though I have to find out about those things, like, somewhere else.
Yeah,
like, I will never notice those on the screen unless it's too, like, obvious, but like, an axe or something, I don't know enough about Lord of the Rings and stuff.
This movie called Tomorrowland, which is pretty secretive... people don't know much about it, got pushed from winter 2014 to summer 2015. So Disney is pushing back movies. We talked about, like, on the bonus pod, we were like, oh yeah, Marvel doesn't push back movies.
Like, Dinosaurs, what's the Good Dinosaur? What's
that movie? Good Dinosaur got pushed back too, yeah.
Yeah. I think, that back of that Star Wars thing, I think they just want, they want to own, 2015 sounds so great right now, doesn't it? Like, they want to own.
2016 could sound better. That's all I'm going to say.
How so? What's 2016?
Ant-Man. That could
be better. It'll be awesome. You give me Avengers 2, Star Wars, Batman, Superman. I'm done. That's it. You're not beating me.
No Tomorrowland.
I don't care. You're not beating me.
I want to say Tomorrowland.
It is Tomorrowland, though. You just forwarded it. Because that's the one that's next on my list, of course.
Yeah.
Like,
George Clooney is supposed to be in that movie.
Unless these movies suck, which could happen.
Yeah.
But 2015, hype-wise, you can't get me psyched for a year more than there.
I just had a really funny idea that I wish I talked about on the bonus pod. Oh, man. This is bane of my existence.
You, added it back in.
Yeah. Go back.
You're like, this is a random really... blip. In
the blip. That's the stupidest thought.
What happened here? But it's spoilery.
Yeah, I'll talk about it. It sounds spoilery.
Don't do it.
Well, I just want to see two movies superimposed together. With Thor, Thor the Dark World and Ocean's 11. Honestly.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, that's not a spoiler.
Yeah, but I think
no one knows what you're talking about. If someone
superimposed those two together, it would be the great. Definitely. Or the music from Ocean's 11 and put it on Thor the Dark World.
Definitely.
It would be the greatest thing in the world.
Let's do it when that movie comes out.
A Little Less Conversation by Elvis, I think, is a song that they do when they're planning out.
Little Conversation, little action, baby.
Yeah, that would be great. So, we were talking about theme parks a little earlier. Lionsgate is thinking about getting into the theme park biz for The Hunger Games. Now, to me, this is a terrible idea.
This is the best idea ever.
You want to go to a Hunger Games theme park?
That'd be so awesome. You kill people.
Do you get to kill children? Do you get to watch children? Oh, yeah,
I don't get to participate.
You get to watch children kill children.
Yeah, you just get to watch children.
And you don't get to eat much food. There's barely any food offered.
I'm going to go to District 2.
I'm going to give some tribute, some tools to help them.
Little child, take this skim. It always
seems cheating to me, but I was like, how is this fair? How can you heal some people? And they arbitrarily change the rules. Because I never read the books, but apparently they're accurate to the movie. So I was they can just change the rules when they want. This seems very arbitrary to me.
You know what you should read? Very arbitrary. If you haven't read The Hunger Games yet, you should read the book that The Hunger Games is loosely based on, Battle Royale, which is a Japanese book translated into English.
I don't think people watch that for entertainment.
That movie is insanity. If you watch Battle Royale, that movie is the craziest movie I've ever seen. There's so much violence in that movie. I think that's what Hunger Games probably went for. Hunger Games not that violent?
It was not that violent. Not really.
Battle Royale, crazy violent.
Yeah, it's Japanese, though.
Yeah,
yeah. Japanese. This is supposed to, I'm sure a bunch of kids saw Hunger Games. The concept is violent, the actual on-screen stuff, there's not as much violence as there are in, Kick-Ass 2 is, 10 times more violent.
And they didn't even include the rape scene.
There's a rape scene in there?
In the book, there's a rape scene.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. So we watched Thor 2.
The Dark
World. We watched Thor 2. The Dark World. Thor the Dark World.
Yeah.
The sequel to Thor. Just Thor.
If you want to hear our in-depth conversation, pretty much our summary of the movie and what we liked and didn't like, you could listen to the bonus pod. If I have to tell you a fourth time after this, that's ridiculous. You should... If you saw Thor the Dark World and you're listening to this and you haven't listened to the bonus pod yet, you should turn this off right now.
Go to the bonus pod.
Go to the bonus pod. After the bonus pod is done, rethink your life and then continue this podcast. Do yourself a favor. I don't even care about listeners. Rethink your life first.
There we go.
This is what I say when I'm on Dayquil. Took a lot of Dayquil today. I might overdose during this whole podcast.
Anyway, we saw some trailers.
So we saw some trailers. We saw that.
Drew finally got to watch them on the big screen the first time he saw them.
I finally got to see the Captain America Winter Soldier trailer, the X-Men Days of Future Past trailer, the Hunger Games Catching Fire trailer.
The Hobbit.
The Hobbit.
I saw that one before.
Decimation of Smaug. Oh.
Whoa.
That one you couldn't
resist. That one I saw before Gravity.
You couldn't resist. Oh, okay. I thought it just came out.
Yeah, Hogwash.
I did not know. I did not know.
But
what were your thoughts? We gave our thoughts on the trailers.
Oh, my God. All those movies sold me. All those trailers. RoboCop, I saw that trailer, for the first time.
I saw that for the first time also.
Me too.
I was sold. I was sold on all of them.
I've never been more excited about all those
pretty
movies.
Pretty good trailer.
I have never even seen the first Hunger Games, and I've only seen parts of the first Hobbit movie, and I was sold on the sequels.
That's so weird.
They had some good run of trailers right there. Pretty good.
Even, what's the movie with Vince Vaughn? Where he has like a billion.
Oh, yeah, that actually looks really good.
I was like, that's so touching.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, he's going in.
But I was sold right when Colby Smulders showed up.
Yeah. I was like, oh, she's the girlfriend? Down. I was like, this is actually just a sequel to How I Met Your Mother. And instead of donating sperm, it's Barney. And he just fucked a bunch of chicks unprotected.
Exactly. He actually had all the kids.
Yeah, those are actually all his kids. But yeah, I'm sold on all those movies. Winter Soldier looks amazing, super action packed, super guns. Oh my God, I'm so excited. Days of Future Past, so excited. Hobbit 2, I'll probably wait for Hobbit 3. Just watch all three together in the theater for the first time. I think that'd be pretty
good. Good luck. 9 hours of whoa.
Yeah, I'm probably gonna just kill myself in the theater and stuff.
I gotta like augment Hobbit's like. Even in, I got a half the movie.
I bet you there will be a marathon though that goes until like
somebody will Lord of
9
Rings
in the mornings. Yeah. So it's like all three Hobbit and then all three extended cuts of
like Lord of the Rings. But I think they literally have to give you an intermission where like they're like you guys have to walk away.
Yeah,
because people will probably die.
Yeah,
like they're like we don't want any lawsuits on our hands. Like you might have to sign a contract and go watch this
marathon. Stand up at least. Stand up and walk 10 feet, and then walk 10 feet back to your chair.
Exactly. Like, I'm surprised they even let you do, like, Batman and stuff.
Batman was a long one.
Because that's, like, 6-7 hours a movie.
Yeah.
How much is that? Like, 6 hours a movie, maybe? More than that with, like, previews before. I don't know. Yeah, intermission and stuff.
Yeah, we had those 30-minute intermissions between movies.
But I guess if you, like, there's only a certain point where it's your fault if you're...
If you die.
Yeah. I mean, in this country, everyone tries to sue over everything. Yeah.
That'd be a nice thing to die, watching movies.
It's Batman.
Not those movies.
I would.
Lord of the Rings trilogy? You would die during that?
No, not Lord of the Rings.
Batman, right? You're talking about that.
Oh, Batman.
Yeah, you're like, you have to do at least as much exercise as these hobbits are on the screen. They are walking
a lot.
You
have like a treadmill and you're just walking.
You must walk as much as, like walking during Lord of the Rings.
That should be a game. That'd be a fun game, yeah.
You walk every time they're walking.
And drink every time they're drinking.
Yeah, eat every time they're eating. And
just
then
live your lives through.
Get stabbed every time he gets stabbed.
Disappear when they disappear, you know? Use your wizard staff when stuff happens. New thing.
Battle a giant monster and come back as
Gandalf the White.
Yeah. Live the movie.
So, I was excited. I think I'm going to sneeze. Okay. Television news. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. November 19th, Thor crossover episode. The plot will be referenced. And it takes place after Thor the Dark World. Do you guys think this is too soon?
No.
I do not, because if you're a real fan...
They could do it this week.
I'll do it right now. Should we tomorrow? But, no, I mean, you're giving it 2 weeks, right?
Yeah.
I mean, if you're hardcore and you're like... You want to keep up with this continuity and you're doing it anyway. If you, like, any later than that, I mean, you could definitely do it later, I guess, and it'd be fine. But I think, like, this is fine because the diehards and the people that are complaining are the diehards, usually, most of the time. Except those people are like, spoiler, like, 5 years ago, like, if I spoiler, like, Breaking Bad right now, they'll be like, no! But.
Spoiler alert, Spider-Man 3 sucked.
No!
Spoiler alert. The North won the Civil War.
Yeah. Exactly. It's like there's some long-term ones where people just get pissed, but...
Spoiler alert.
That's how history happened.
An asteroid killed all the dinosaurs. Allegedly.
And, like, it's one of those things where if you hear about this, like, from us or something, then you're hearing, oh, I gotta see Thor before I'm watching that episode. Like, if you're one of those people who, like, because other people are still...
I mean...
Still haven't watched... Like, they're waiting... Like, some people wait for seasons, and they're going to watch the whole thing. Like, some people do that, too.
They should have an asterisk mark. On Netflix, they should have all the episodes and then Thor the Dark World in between before this episode.
Like, this is going to be a massive thing where, like, it'd be a timeline of order you're supposed to watch things in.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind dying during that.
Yeah, during the Avengers, it's going to be too, it's going to get too big where it's like,
yeah.
Oh God.
A week straight of viewing possible stuff you can actually
watch. I'll be okay with that.
I am okay with that too, because you're building something. Like, it's hard to build something.
Just to knock it down.
But, I'm pumped for this. I don't know.
Yeah.
Marvel, it's been doing good.
I haven't watched the last episode, but.
Last one was pretty good. I liked it.
I liked the last one a lot more than the past one.
Oh, yeah. It was one of their highest. One of their best episodes. Definitely. Like, that's why, I heard, the interview with Clark Gregg on Nerdist.
Yeah.
He made me pumped for the rest of the season because he's like, it's supposed to be getting better. It's supposed to, do some better stuff, which, I'm all for that if it's improving. But, I mean, even at its lowest point, it's still, watchable. It still, hasn't gone too crazy ridiculous.
Some exciting news for those Breaking Bad fans. This season on Community, Vince Gilligan is supposed to guest in his first acting role.
So he's not himself?
No, he's supposed to mediate an argument between Annie and Abed. I'm excited.
Are they going to throw us in a Breaking Bad thing where they say something jokingly?
I don't know, but
Or is he big enough? I know people know who he is, but do they know his face?
See, I don't think people know his face.
Yeah, I didn't know his face until late into the last season. So.
I love Vince Gilligan. When he talks,
it is
my favorite thing in the world.
Yeah.
His voice and his, just everything he says is so great. If I could switch my voice for someone, I would switch my voice for Vince Gilligan. Because you see that face, and to know that something so dark as Breaking Bad came out of it is amazing.
When you hear him talk, you're like, I don't think those things would come from his head.
Yeah, it's crazy. Well, Walt and Walt kills. Oh, I shouldn't say anything. Never mind.
Walt kills somebody? No! Breaking Bad ruined forever. I thought he was a nice guy who had cancer.
Well, Breaking Bad means to raise hell. He has a southern accent, a thick southern accent. It is the greatest thing in the world.
It's really funny. I don't know this chemistry stuff.
Yeah, he's like, we hired a consultant and he taught Bryan Cranston actually how to cook meth. It's so great. So yeah, that's something to look forward to.
They're definitely going to have a bunch of little
I think they'll give us some
for
some stuff.
Breaking Bad, because that's what Community does.
A couple things, yeah. Yeah, they get a lot of good guest stars on Community too.
Yeah, they do.
Pretty cool stuff.
We'll see what happens after the season though.
Yeah, yeah.
Or with the season,
I think
they
should go in mind and just try to end it here. I don't know.
Six seasons on a movie.
I don't know. I'm getting to
maybe
that point.
Maybe they can go six.
Well, maybe because it's been gone so long, but.
What is this? Will be the sixth season, right? Or is it the
fifth
season?
Fifth.
Oh, six seasons in a movie.
I'm scared.
Seasons in a movie.
They
should have just said five seasons.
Yeah.
And no movie.
That's the thing, the Community College, they can't stay there forever, guys.
I'll argue that. We can't do that. Out of personal experience. I haven't been there for six seasons in a movie, but.
But you can
six
work,
semesters.
Work towards it.
Yeah.
Six semesters and. Hour-long special.
Six semesters and a transfer. That is my life.
Yeah, it's kind of like a movie. There you go.
SpongeBob SquarePants. There's a new upcoming episode that is very controversial. The most shocking thing about this story is that SpongeBob SquarePants is still being made.
I know.
I thought that show was just doing reruns.
They started up again couple years ago.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Was there a hiatus? There was actually
a
break period.
There was,
Doug?
Yeah.
They did that with Doug.
Oh.
But ABC bought Doug and then they made
of
Doug.
Then they went to high school.
Yeah. Anyways, this episode is getting a lot of political. It's very politically charged, I guess. The premise is that Mr. Krabs I guess this is spoilers. So if you're very
Our SpongeBob audience is huge.
Yeah, our SpongeBob audience. Alex Santala, if you're listening.
He watches?
I think he watches.
my God.
Anyways, Mr. Krabs fires SpongeBob because he finds out he could save 5 cents a week. So SpongeBob is forced to go on unemployment, and Patrick is also on unemployment because Patrick is like a stoner. And Patrick tries to show SpongeBob the ways of unemployment and being like, it's not that bad. And he's like, Patrick, you don't understand. Unemployment is good for some people, but it's not right for me. So people are saying like, oh, this is a slam against the health care bill. It's a slam against unemployment and all this shit. So yeah, that's happening. People are getting, people are shocked about this. Wow.
Yeah, it's like, it's really funny. They're like, that's oh, so those weird. Those welfare people, like, he's saying it's a good thing to be on welfare. Yeah,
he's saying, oh, look how good life is on welfare.
Like, they're just telling a story, man.
Don't look so deep into
it's
it.
Like, jeez.
And like, Mr. Krabs would fire someone.
Now I have to watch this episode.
Like, yeah, like, this is just what they would do as their character trait. Yeah. It's like, Mr. Krabs would fire somebody.
And SpongeBob wants to get back to work.
And SpongeBob wants to get back to work. And Patrick, it just, like, lofts around and is like, I don't care about anything. It's not more than that. And SpongeBob's obviously like, I want to keep working. I love what I do.
Yeah.
So it's not like, it's not like they drastically changed SpongeBob. And from now on, he's a bum that doesn't work.
Yeah.
Like, weird, weird stuff.
Just soaking up water.
Soaking up the water.
Oh, so the CW announced that they are developing a show based on Hourman, who is a DC comic book hero. So they're going the route where they're just making a bunch of superhero movies.
TV shows, yeah.
With Arrow, Smallville.
Smallville, Arrow, Gotham, the Flash movie.
Whatever. Gotham, PD, whatever.
And now Hourman. Oh, and they're still in talks to do Amazon, apparently. The Wonder Woman TV show. They might, apparently they're rewriting everything and they still might do a Wonder Woman show. But now I kind of don't want that because all I just think of is Jamie Alexander.
Exactly.
Oh my God.
Well, the good thing is they're not trying to cross these over because
yesterday after
that would be a force.
After we got back from Thor, I was like, I'm going to watch everything Jamie Alexander's ever been in.
Does she have a lot of
I have no idea. I fell asleep.
I should look it up. Yeah.
I took some NyQuil and passed out. It was awesome. So this huge deal happened this week between
this totally, like,
Marvel
the
and
man,
Netflix.
Hourman.
Yeah, I didn't know what Hourman was like, after this story.
I was like, sorry, DC. Move so, over, CW.
So Marvel announced a few weeks ago, like, oh, yeah, we have TV show ideas. We have a lot of them. We're not sure what we're going to do with them. They're not going to be on ABC, all of them. Like, we're shopping them around. They might be on Hulu. They might be on Netflix. They might be on Amazon. They might be on whatever the next thing
Whoever
is.
Whoever will buy it, pretty much.
Yeah. So we found out this week, 5 new original Marvel series are going to be on Netflix. 5 of them.
Ridiculous.
So crazy.
Starting with Daredevil. Then it's going to be Jessica Jones, Iron Fist, and Luke Cage. Now, after all these shows air, it's going to lead up to a new show called The Defenders, which features all these characters, and that starts in 2015 with Daredevil.
So these are like mini-series leading up to...
Like 10 episode seasons.
Okay, that's cool.
This is so awesome. It's ridiculous.
Oh my God.
I don't understand.
So
they're giving us so much.
Yeah.
I know. Why are they so generous? These beautiful people.
We're not worthy. I know. So Marvel also says they have one more show for ABC, and all these shows might lead up to a movie.
Oh my God.
These and people. This is all supposed to be in the same universe. Like, the Avengers, this is all somehow it's connected and will make more sense and it's compatible and nothing will, like...
I just feel so bad for DC.
In the wise words of Shaquille O'Neal, hey, DC, how's my ass taste?
Exactly. That's exactly what this was.
This is shocking.
I don't get this. This is crazy. Like, how can you actually create the comic book world in... the live action movie TV world. It should not be able to happen. It just shouldn't happen. like imagine if they got like Spider-Man or X-Men on their hands. Like, I wouldn't put it past them to collab them all into one thing where they're just throwing people all over the place.
Yeah, the fact that they're willing, like Jessica Jones, Iron Fist, Luke Cage, somewhat obscure. I'll say that.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Daredevil though, like we have a Daredevil in our heads. anyone who's older than, like, when did Daredevil come out?
2002?
Two? Okay, anyone who's older than 11 years old knows Daredevil.
Exactly. Daredevil's so, like, so big that he's pretty high up there in the echelon of recognizable Marvel characters. Like,
yeah.
I would say Daredevil's more recognizable than Thor, and
Thor was. Pre-Avengers.
Oh, not now.
Yeah.
Probably. But, yeah, definitely pre-Avengers.
Yeah. So, like, it's crazy that they're doing this. I mean, I would definitely put Daredevil ahead of some of the X-Men, like Colossal and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So,
it's just like, yeah, and they'll probably start us off with Daredevil, and they'll be like, okay, if we tell you that these characters are going to meet up later, then you're going to be more willing to watch those other ones, because you're going to be like, oh, Daredevil, they're going to team up at some point or something.
Exactly.
Is the Defenders a real thing? Or
yeah.
Okay.
They're the Marvel Defenders.
Hmm. It's just crazy. Like, I mean, at some point, this whole universe they're building is going to, like, not crash down on itself, but they're going to have to alter it because people are going to change. Like, all these actors,
I don't want
it.
That day to
so
come.
I know. I just wish, like, that's why I'm glad if they get this out soon enough, things can happen. But, like, there's going to come a point where there'll be a shift and we'll be like, we'll have a new Iron Man, and or they'll have to completely write him out and we won't get him for a while.
Does this improve your 2015?
Exactly. 2015! What? I didn't even realize that was the year. Like, if 2015...
People were so worried about 2012, they didn't even know about how great, like, 2015 is going to be.
This may be the real Mayan end of the world in 2015.
And when, I would be okay with that.
When all this stuff comes
when
to
2012
the end,
ended, I'm like, that was shitty.
Exactly.
If 2015 is the end of the world, that's
like,
awesome.
Whoa, we're going to give
as long as it's not like December 12th, 2015, what day does it have
December
to be?
18th?
18th.
So like Christmas, how about December 25th, 2015?
And Christmas, yeah. That's when all of our entertainment, hopefulness will be complete.
Yeah. So,
like,
it's craziness. The one thing I'm worried about, which I think we talked about before, yesterday we talked about it a little bit, was that Marvel's branching out so much so fast that, like, they have to produce something shitty. Like,
exactly. Something bad.
Eventually, right?
We're getting bad. Like,
some people say that about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Like,
people do that.
But I'm like, okay, but it's also a TV show. Like, the budget isn't
it's definitely
like
on
a lower
ring, but it's still, like... Like, it's watchable, enjoyable. There's a lot of crap on TV. Like, for how bad I thought it was going
to
be.
Because you're comparing that to TV, not Marvel, the Marvel
universe. Yeah, you can't compare
it to the Avengers.
Yeah. Like, it doesn't make sense to do that. But, like, for what they're trying to do and what they're doing, pretty cool stuff going on there.
Compare them to the other company that shouldn't be named right now. Like, what are they doing that's so great besides one TV show? That's debatable. I'm pretty sure I would like to see Arrow's numbers compared to the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. numbers. And even if Arrow is doing better, look at the franchises that are compared. Like, you're comparing compare Man of Steel to Iron Man 3. Mm-hmm. Compare Dark Knight Rises to Avengers. Like, you can't. It's not even fair.
Yeah, it's like a lot different what they're doing. It's crazy. And I feel like because it's going to Netflix, it'll be... I don't know if I just feel this way or if it is this way, but I feel like Netflix is like a high quality.
Yeah, they have even their shitty shows are really good.
Yeah, I feel like
Hemlock Grove isn't for everyone, but for the people that do watch it and love it, they really love it.
Yeah, like it feels more like HBO status. Like,
but even better.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
How many shows renew before their first episode airs? That's what they did with Orange is the New Black. How many shows renew for a third season before their second season airs? That's what they did with House of Cards. Like,
it's really crazy because it's going so backwards. We've talked about this before. All the cable networks like ABC, NBC, Fox, those are the bottom ring.
Yeah,
you get like AMC, you go up higher. You get like HBO, Showtime, higher, and then like Netflix is like become like the place where you're getting really good, content at the top. Maybe some might not be as, but at the top, tippy top, those are pretty good stuff.
But that also, like, you also have like Hulu on the other side, where like I don't know any of their original shows. Amazon, I don't know any of their original shows.
Well, I'm not saying directly comparison, like like internet video companies. Yeah. I'm pretty much saying Netflix specifically.
Themselves is like very high quality.
Like there's some bad channel, like AMC's a different case. It's not a cable channel, but it's really high quality. I'm not saying like Spike TV because it's not cable. Yeah. It's better than like CBS or something.
Yeah.
Saying like in specific instances though.
American Horror Story got renewed for another season, which isn't shocking because I feel like every episode is getting more and more viewers.
Yeah, I feel like it's really big. That's a big thing for FX right now. What season are they on? Three?
Current one's three.
Okay.
So they got renewed for a fourth season. That show got too scary for me to watch.
Those always look scary.
Those commercials freak me out. Yeah. So I was like, too much for me. I'm sorry.
But it's really popular. But I watched
The Walking Dead. Well, The Walking Dead's not scary at all.
No. Better Call Saul. Some news came out about that. It might be a sequel-prequel hybrid.
Yeah. Which makes more sense. We were talking about this before. Because it's kind of like, it has to be. If the moment they said, oh, there's going to be some cameos, it has to be like... I don't get the sequel aspect, though. I can get the
going on.
You're
going to see Saul in...
Nebraska?
Nebraska.
Or where...
Spoiler alert.
Oakland. Oh.
Whoa. Fuck you if you haven't seen Breaking Bad yet.
Yeah, like that's not even a like
you're ruining my life. If you plan on watching Breaking Bad and haven't yet, you're an idiot.
Hey, you should have seen Breaking Bad. Like, just see it already. Like, I feel like Breaking Bad's one of those things where it's gone so far the other way that no one even wants to spoil it because it's, like, everyone's done talking about it, pretty much. It burned up so high and then the flame burst in, like, a couple
weeks. You know what? I'm not done talking about it.
All right.
That series finale was great.
Don't spoil it right now. Okay.
The last two pages of the script came out on the internet. I read it. Phenomenal.
Crazy.
You find out Walt's true feelings about things that were going on in that last episode.
Walt or Bryan Cranston?
Walt. Oh. Like.
Okay, we get it.
Yeah.
No spoilers.
How's Walking Dead doing?
The numbers or the show?
The show.
The content.
Content.
It's good. I like the season.
Getting better?
I like the season.
Okay.
It's a little slow, but I think it's getting...
Yeah. Like, it's gonna... I feel like... because I just watched... Like, a couple months ago, I started watching the show. And, like, there were parts in the second season that was... Or maybe it was the third. I forgot. They all blend together when you watch them on Netflix. But there's some parts that were way slower than this.
Oh, yeah, going definitely.
On. So it's kind of like... Like, this is more... higher than that. Not as much... As last season, I guess, but like
I feel like it's gonna get there.
Like there's always like an episode that hits you, and then all this stuff is going. Like, what are you gonna do next? But you got to kind of build to it to know because they jump you like 7-8 months, whatever. Yeah. So they kind of got to build you up to what's actually going on. You gotta like it takes me each episode to get my head around what was happening the whole time because you see like Rick and stuff, and you're like, what was going on with him? Like his whole mental, and you got to. It takes episodes to process what's actually going on.
Now for some comic book news, the new Miss Marvel. Do you guys hear about this?
No.
Yeah.
Written by a Muslim woman, new writer for the comic book, and the new Miss Marvel is a Muslim girl from New Jersey.
That's awesome.
That's great.
It's great, but I have a small problem with this. So, DC did something very similar, where the new Green Lantern is a Lebanese guy, Muslim guy, from Michigan. And I feel like it was almost very similar to when all the gay marriage and stuff was happening in comic books like a few months ago, where I feel like sometimes the comic book companies overcompensate for certain things. Like, people are like, hey, you don't have enough brown people, where they're like we'll turn everyone brown. Batman's now brown, Superman's brown, every character's brown. And then people are like, wait, well, like, there's no Asian people. And they're like, okay, everyone's Asian now. Or they're like, there's a lack of Muslim people. They're like, everyone's Muslim now. Like, sometimes I feel like they go too far.
But how, this is one character. Yeah. It's not like
one in my
it's not like they didn't make any more. They only made one, and it's I don't feel like that's like,
I think such it's good explosion. No, I'm just saying, like,
oh yeah,
I worry about it. It's like on, what was it? When Modern Family had a gay couple, then every TV show had like a gay couple.
Yeah, I get that. But like they did it first, so it's like
yeah.
you don't blame them when you don't get mad at it when you yeah, see them doing it because it's them original. So it's not like, I mean, I guess if like it works more. That was the better example, like the TV version, because they just like, oh, we gotta get that.
Then they had that. What was the other show with the? It was a gay couple and they have a surrogate mother.
The New Normal.
The New Normal came out.
That was
Martin. And Glee started. And
well, it's the same thing where in like 80s or 90s, or I don't know how long they've been doing it, but like the token black guy and stuff. Like they still do that. Like, like in Las Vegas, like, oh, Morgan Freeman's the token old black guy. Like,
he's the token black guy.
Yeah. So they still do that like all the time. It's just like... move past this stuff. It's like you don't need it to be
like it looks worse it's sometimes.
Too obvious.
No, I'm not saying in this example, but I'm saying it looks worse sometimes when they bring it up so much.
Yeah,
like that's just as bad. Well, as
that's the problem. It's like it's I doubt they publicize, oh, we're doing this big thing, it's a big deal. It's everyone else around them that's around it that like when they're doing like the Miss America, like from Indian descent, and they just report that and they're like, oh, now the racist tweets are the news and stuff. It's like, who cares about that stuff? Like, it's everyone else bringing it up that makes it a big deal. It's because anytime a new thing happens, they want to say, oh, it's the first person to do this stuff. And once it happens once, I think that's all the storm we get. And then,
except for the spelling bee. Lasts like 13 years in Indian person's one.
But I don't think they don't make a big deal because
they don't make a big deal every year.
Because it's an Indian person. Because now, and then like sometimes it goes the other way where like people become racist that, oh, it has to be that person.
Yeah.
Like a Kenyan's gonna win the marathon. That's what everyone says every year. It's like, oh, it's a Kenyan. It's a Kenyan. It usually is. I mean, but it's just like the thing where it kind of starts to go the other way sometimes. Where it's just like, yeah, you're gonna assume that's happening.
Yeah.
But
I think this is cool though.
I think definitely.
This will definitely get new people into the books.
Yeah, and it's kind of the flip side of the Green Lantern thing, because with the Green Lantern thing, it was like, oh, there are a million Green Lanterns. It's not even like a real person. Significant
like this one.
Where this is like, it's like a different version. Like, it's I liken it to the Spider-Man thing.
Yeah, like, they have like the Indian Spider-Man.
Yeah,
they have like a signed book.
Yeah,
somewhere.
And the Miles Morales. Where they're different people. Yeah. So I think this is a different person, right?
Yeah.
I think. Yeah. So it's I like it more to that where rather it's cool, than forcing you're like gay Green Lantern.
Yeah.
Not Hal Jordan or the ones you know, but...
but like a new Green Lantern.
But like, there's one right there.
He's also Muslim. And he's from Michigan.
Yeah, that'd be weird if they did it to one person. They're like,
he's like everything.
Everything you want him to be.
Sometimes he questions his gender.
Sometimes he's a token black.
Yeah. But he was raised up in an urban community, so he talks like a black person.
They just make that where... just make a character who always shapeshifts. He can't control it. Yeah. Just, he's a shapeshifter, so he's anything.
But only into minorities.
I remember I was looking at, like, I was watching this thing on comic books on PBS. Anna texted me, and she's like, there's a comic book thing on PBS. You should watch it. And I'm like, okay, like, why not? It was pretty late. And I start watching it, and they talk about, like, race in comic books and how, like, Marvel was, like, the first one to do it. Because, like, Luke Cage is, like, the first black comic book character by himself. Iron Fist is another one. Like, that's why people are like, oh, bravo for Netflix.
Oh, that's smart. And then they got another female.
They have a female lead, and they have, like, a blind dude.
I wasn't even thinking it that way, too.
The blind guy's not that much of a demographic.
Oh, the blind dude, too.
I don't think many blind people are watching Netflix.
Even so. But that's pretty cool. They're getting a team. I didn't even think of it that way.
Yeah.
It's a team of, like, a very diverse team.
Yeah.
I didn't even think of it that way.
Kind of like the X-Men should be, except for the fact that they're all... attractive white people.
Halle Berry.
Halle Berry. Who's half?
And, Halle Berry and Nightcrawler's blue.
Yeah, Mystique is a blue.
Yeah, what happened to Nightcrawler?
He's supposed to be Transylvanian.
Does anybody know what happened to Nightcrawler?
Uxher exists.
Oh my god.
Well, Uxher's nickname in middle school was Nightcrawler.
Yes.
Why? Did he teleport around?
No, I don't know why.
He was born in Germany. He was born in Germany. That's part of it. I don't know. And he's like German.
Yeah.
But I was just thinking, X-Men 3, I don't know what happened to Nightcrawler.
Yeah.
Like, they probably
kept
tell
on carving stuff into his skin.
That was
weird. Like, that was a weird thing to add
X-Men
to the
2,
character.
He was there. I don't think he's back for this one. Huh? Who knows? Mysteries we'll never find out.
Yeah. I forgot what else I was going to add. But yeah. Now, something we've never done before. Well, actually, I think we've did it before. Like, a long time ago.
Yeah, maybe
some,
like once.
Tech news, but it's more like miscellaneous news. All related to movies, though, and entertainment. So Netflix started testing 4K. Now, if you've been under a rock for the last few years, 4K is like the next high definition. It's almost a little less than four times sharper images than 1080p. Can you believe that?
It's crazy.
And it shoots at like twice the frame rate. Wow. So it's like 60 frames per second instead of 30 frames per second. Wow. So Netflix is currently testing this out.
Wow.
So that's pretty awesome. It's close, you guys.
Crazy.
And in sad news this week.
Oh, no.
Not really sad news.
Sad. Childhood memories.
Childhood memories. But, Blockbuster is closing their remaining 300 stores by 2014. Main question, where are these 300 stores?
Yeah, where are they?
Because every Blockbuster I've been to recently, I've only been to one, really. It was like the one in Laguna Niguel. That was the last one I knew of, and I think that one was closing when I went to it.
A few of them around here are closing.
The sad thing is, the day this podcast goes up will be the last day you can actually rent a movie from Blockbuster. So, like, if you listen to this the day it comes out, go to Blockbuster,
rent a movie, and then keep it.
And then they'll return it because they're not going to come at you. They're closing.
Yeah.
That's true.
So.
I mean, you'll get hounded for a little bit.
Yeah. They'll bug you. They'll be like, hey, you're the only person who rented a movie. We're going to come after you.
I love it. I remember when we went and they, all you had to do was like sign up for a Blockbuster and they'd give you a free movie.
Yeah.
That's it.
It's pretty awesome.
But yeah, I remember going to Blockbuster all the time as a kid. Like,
yeah,
that's
it was a big
that's
deal.
Where you go.
But you like try to go.
And like they'd run out of the popular movies.
Yeah, or video games.
Video games, yeah.
You'd go there and like the week the video game came out and you'd have to go when the store opened to get the game.
I remember the thing sometimes where people didn't have the system, you'd rent the system from there.
You'd rent the system for like $20.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money. $5 for 5 days you get to rent the game. That's a lot of money.
They're turning into an online thing, right?
Yeah, they're owned by Dish Network, actually.
Well, they were.
So they're a streaming service, and they do some Redbox things. Like Redbox.
But they're not going to. The Blockbuster name's going to go away, right?
I don't think so.
Oh, really?
Because they have the Blockbuster online streaming service.
Oh, I didn't know that. But sad day. Yeah. I thought everyone already thought they were already gone, but. It's like our wars, man. They draw down at a slow pace. Yeah. Like for some reason, you can't pull every store can't shut them all down at the same time.
It's really sad because there's like a store. There's a store near my work that used to be a Blockbuster and now it has like the for rent sign on it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like so obvious.
You see the
Blockbuster.
Faded Blockbuster.
Well, not even that, but you just like could tell by looking at it. You're like, that was clearly a Blockbuster because 3/4 of the building is glass. And, like, nothing else. What else can go there? Like, who else wants a building? Because Blockbuster is, in my opinion, they're very open. Like, the outside is all glass, so
you can
look into it.
Everything. You see the rows of movies and stuff.
So, sad day, but not really.
Not really. Like, it hasn't
Netflix
affected
exists.
Us. It hasn't affected me since I was a kid.
I remember last time I went to Blockbuster, I was with you, Brian. I think you might have been there, too.
Yeah.
And
was it the one down the street?
No, it was the other one.
The one in Laguna Viejo or Laguna Niguel.
I don't know if I've been.
But like we went in there and all the movies there were on Netflix, like instant watch. And I was like, this is a waste of money if you rent it, even if it's like $1 a week. Because Netflix subscription is only $7 or $8 a month.
Mm-hmm.
And you can just rent them, watch whatever you want on Netflix.
Yeah, I know like the last time I've been in one, it was like there's never anybody in there.
Yeah.
Like... for the last few times. I can't even remember the last time I was in there.
It's creepy. It's like... But yeah. I guess it's time for some Netflix recommendations. That was a comic conversation. It was really weird. That was like... It went like all over the place. The comics. We were like talking about racism and stuff.
Well, because we got into... Yeah. Well, yeah. The whole thing was about race.
So for this week, my Netflix recommendation is Ghostbusters. Because I am afraid of no ghosts. Go watch that movie. It's on Netflix.
Good enough reason.
I mean, Stay Puft, man. I didn't realize. I watched it a few weeks ago. And the lady in the movie, has a pack of Stay Puft marshmallows.
Really?
On her counter.
Did not get that either.
Yeah, so.
Like, there's so many moments in
that
movie.
And, I mean, Rick Moranis is in that movie.
Oh, my gosh.
And Bill Murray, Dan Aykroyd, Slimer. He gets billing ahead of those two other Ghostbusters.
Yeah, Slimer. It's pretty. You got the black Ghostbuster.
You get the nerdy Ghostbuster.
The fat Ghostbuster.
Yeah, it's like you have the token black guy in that movie too.
Exactly.
And he's like really late in the movie.
We need a black Ghostbuster, guys.
He's like, people aren't going to trust us in the inner city if we don't have a black guy with us.
That was cool. He does show up so late.
Yeah.
I think even the second movie he shows up late again.
Yeah.
Just like
apparently on like the early posters. On the early posters, he wasn't even labeled as one of the Ghostbusters.
Yeah. Because he comes pretty late in the movie when you think about it.
Even when he starts working for them, he's not a Ghostbuster.
Oh yeah. And even when you see him in the movie, he's not in every scene. He's not like he's not a main part of what's going on.
My Netflix rec this week is Thor, of course. I don't really need to explain it.
Good reason.
Loki
Thor.
If you love... God damn, I blanked on the guy's name. Now my joke is ruined.
Odin?
No.
Anthony Hopkins?
No. Jeremy Renner.
Oh, Hawkeye.
Oh. You'll love Thor.
Yeah, if you watch Thor 2 and you're like, this didn't have enough Hawkeye in it.
There wasn't enough Jeremy Renner. Where was that Bourne fellow?
I like the Bourne fellow.
Where is the guy who deactivates bombs?
I want that guy.
Where is the guy, the bad guy from that movie with Colin Farrell, Samuel L. Jackson, and I forgot the other two people.
What's her name? Oh, the chick from Avatar. That's
and,
like the fighter.
Machete. Pilot.
Yeah, Machete. Lost.
Michelle Rodriguez.
There you go. She's in that movie.
Where's that guy? Exactly. Where's...
That's the movie you want to see. Well, his recommendation. We're giving him too many
Hansel
reasons.
Hansel and Gretel?
There's not enough reasons. Okay.
Where's Hansel?
I'll move on to mine. I recommend The Italian Job, which has another Avenger in it, which is Edward Norton.
Oh, yeah.
But he wasn't in the Avengers. He's the old Hulk.
So he's not a real Avenger.
But... And then we got Marky Mark, who wants to be Iron Man.
Yeah.
So we got one of the Avengers in this group.
We got like two denied Avengers.
Exactly. So we got two anti-Avengers, I'll call them.
And Seth Green, and I'm pretty sure
Seth
he's done a voice on Robot Chicken.
Exactly. Boom, we got him. We got, what's her name?
Charlize
Theron.
She had? Is she not in any Avengers movies?
Not yet.
She was in Snow White.
She was Snow White. She was the queen.
Yeah.
Evil Queen.
Disney. Marvel.
And that was we got Thor in that movie.
Yeah. Oh my god.
He was the Huntsman, one of the title characters.
Yeah. Exactly. He got the title. She didn't get it.
He also didn't sleep with the director. So
oh my god.
Win win.
So we got him.
Allegedly. We don't know.
And then we got Mos Def, who's got like bad hearing in one ear because he set up a bomb when he's a little kid. Cool story in the movie. Check it out.
In real life, he's a talented rapper.
You got the I forget that he's in a lot of stuff, the actor, but he's the guy in Beer
Fest.
Oh,
wait, also,
you know,
Mos Def's real name is Yazin Bey.
Yeah,
he
you're right.
His name,
you're
so.
Right. Sorry.
He also got waterboarded recently.
But if that was his name at the time, do I have to rewrite history? And
yeah.
I don't think so.
Nah. Like, you can't call The Rock. Like, I screwed up when I said SEAL Team 666. Should have said Dwayne Johnson.
Yes, but I feel
but that's now.
Yeah, but I feel like past. If I'm talking about Scorpion King, I can say The Rock and Scorpion King. Because at the time. Because
that's how he was credited.
I don't think I should rewrite what happened in the past.
I think we should rewrite history.
I don't know. Maybe we'll decide to do that.
Like the print, like Prince, everything he's done. When he did an artist formerly known as Prince, he was still Prince.
Oh yeah, I get. I'll take that one there.
If I change my name to Drew, I'm gonna go back on every episode and change it.
All right,
Drew. That's not even Drew Patel, just Drew.
You like go back into like random stuff where your name was printed and be like, not right.
Every copy.
But I didn't even finish the cast. We got Jason Statham's in this movie.
What?
Yeah. He's like Jason Statham because he's the same character. He's just like a ladies'
Actually,
man.
Actually, when we were talking about a character who has continuity between everything,
that's true.
He could probably do it with Jason Statham. End it with Crank 2.
Yeah. So basically, they're going.
Spoiler alert.
Oh, the guy in the beginning I was talking about was. I forget this actor, but he's an older dude. He's in the beginning of Beer Fest. He's the grandfather that dies.
He's also in
that guy.
Hunger Games.
Hunger Games, yes. That's probably what more people know.
The old guy?
The old guy, Hunger Games. He's like the, I don't know what they call him. The guy, the
Wait,
head
President
of,
Snow?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Donald Sutherland?
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's his name. He's in Titanic right at the beginning.
He's the dad?
Yeah, he's the dad. No spoilers, but yeah, he's in that movie. They're all just doing a heist, and it's pretty cool. Like,
I really like all the scenes with the Mini Cooper.
Yeah, cool. It's just it's a fun movie. It's not like, yeah. it's just about heist. It's like, if you like Ocean 11, you'll probably like this movie. That's what it comes down to.
And if you like Mini Coopers, you'll definitely like this movie.
Yeah, so check it out.
Wow, you guys gave a lot of examples. I want to give more examples for my movie. All right. So if you like Groundhog's Day, you're going to love my movie. If you like Zombieland, if you like Scrooged, if you like Ghostbusters 2, most of the cast of Ghostbusters 2 is this movie. If you like Honey, I Shrunk the Audience, or the Kids, Honey, I Shrunk Ourselves...
If you what like was that? Ghostbusters 2, what was that you'll weird like da- this movie.
What was that weird dad? What was that weird dad movie we talked about earlier in this podcast?
Oh, do not bring that up.
It's not Rick Moranis.
Oh, yeah.
Just Like Dad?
Yeah, Just Like Dad.
It's not Rick Moranis.
Crap.
It's Vincini.
Yeah, it's Vincini. I'm going to find out more Rick Moranis movies. One second.
You did do that movie, Spaceballs.
Yeah, if you like Spaceballs.
That's a good Rick Moranis movie. Rick Moranis doesn't do much.
If you like Thor 2, you should watch Thor.
Yeah, most of the cast is reprising their roles.
Most, not all.
Most. No. Not all.
Damn it. His most popular movie is already named. Brother Bear. Rick Moranis was in that.
It's a cartoon.
Big Bully. That's the movie with Rick Moranis that I was thinking of.
Is there a movie
Little Giants.
Oh, Little Giants, there's the one you missed.
The Flintstones.
Flintstones, you missed that too. He's Barney Rubble.
Honey, I blew up the kid.
Whoa.
Yeah. But he blew him up. He didn't. You couldn't do that after
Little Shop of Horrors.
You couldn't do that after 9/11, but yeah. Now you could. It was B-L-E-U. I-W. I can't even spell. No, but have you guys ever watched a movie that's animated and you liked the way someone acted as their voice, so you wanted to see them in something? I feel like that doesn't happen.
Aladdin?
But I was like...
I liked how Aladdin spoke.
And then he's in Full House.
In one episode or something?
I know a lot of episodes. What? He's like the boyfriend of the oldest daughter.
Oh, what?
That's him. Then it's funny because one time they go to Disneyland.
And he's Aladdin.
She sees him as Aladdin, but he's just not really Aladdin, but she's like fantasizing. Yeah. And he's Aladdin. And it's really funny. And I don't know if enough people got that. But
that's crazy.
He's actually the voice of Aladdin.
Let's see, what else is there to talk about? Maybe we should just put a discussion on right here. Discussion time.
They had one, I think it's an episode of Home Improvement, where I think it's Jonathan Taylor Thomas. Mm-hmm. Is that his name?
They do a Simba thing.
He was it was a Halloween episode, and then some kid dresses Simba, and the other kid dresses Woody. That's who Tim Allen was.
Yeah.
And he gave one piece to the Woody, and a lot for the Simba.
That's awesome. Yeah, I love when they do those little things when people are in TV shows at the time.
Yeah,
they
do that with other.
They did that recently with what was that shitty show Tim Allen was on, All Women or Women Land or whatever.
Last Man Standing.
Mm-hmm. Al was a guest on episode.
Oh.
And he's like, "Don't you have three sons?" And he's like, "No, I have three daughters." He's like, "I could have swore you have three sons." And it's a little Home Improvement.
Oh, that was
reference.
Good. Another one. How I Met Your Mother, Bob Saget's doing the voice.
Yeah.
Joey's in there. I forget. Dave Coulier.
Yeah.
He's like, Dave Coulier. He's in an episode, and he's like, "I always like that guy."
Yeah.
And stuff like that. And then I was just thinking another one, too. Family Guy, Robot Chicken, when they do the Star Wars, he's like...
Yeah.
Peter's always talking shit on Robot Chicken, and then Chris is like, "Oh, it's actually a pretty good show. We're getting pretty good ratings." Yeah. He's like, "We'll double the audience of..." zero is still zero or all those stuff.
They just did one on Hawaii 5-0 with the big guy, I think Jorge Garcia, with Daniel Day Kim, and he was like, "Wow, I felt like I was on an island."
Lost.
Yeah. I love those things.
There's actually more than I thought when I was just even thinking about it.
I'm trying to think of another one.
Yeah.
There's a lot, though.
Yeah, there are, when somebody's
I'm just waiting for Joseph Gordon-Levitt and Christopher Lloyd to be in another movie together.
Oh, Hate on the Outfield. Weren't they, didn't they do something together recently? Oh, Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Didn't he do something with Danny Glover? Or
no, Tony Danza.
Tony Danza, that's the person.
Yeah, Don John, and they were both also in Angels in the Outfield.
They should have done a reference, even though I didn't see that movie.
What was the guy from Planet of the Apes, the dad?
I always forget his name. Lithgow?
Jonathan Lithgow. Him and Jonathan, or Joseph Gordon-Levitt could do something. Third Rock from the Sun.
Oh, yeah.
Where they go to space. Mm-hmm. That'd be cool.
Gravity Part 2.
I guess that's it.
That's it.
No sense beating a dead horse. Oh, man. So be sure to follow us on Twitter at Destiny Pizzas. DestinyPizzas. Support our sponsor, Audible, by going to audible.destinypizzas.com. What else can you do? You can follow me directly on Twitter at Dhruv Patel, DhruvPatel.
You can follow me at mstesca, msteska.
You'd follow me at btabsays, btabsays.
And leave your kind comments. Tell us, like, hey, you guys, shut up. When the podcast is done, just finish it already. Don't go into
Netflix
discussions.
Netflix Rex is the end.
Yeah, Netflix recommended. We thought we'd switch it up today. I thought. I was just like, let's do it. What else can... Yeah, just tell us if... Listen to our bonus pods. Thor,
yeah,
The Dark
World. Yeah, go back and listen to
only if you've
ones.
Seen it, though.
Yeah, yeah. Thing first.
Yeah, maybe you just watched Pacific Rim. Yeah. Go back and
maybe you just watched Man of Steel.
Go back and listen to it.
Maybe
you just watched
Breaking
Star
Bad,
Trek.
You finished.
Yeah, maybe you just finished Breaking Bad.
You're like, you heard all the bad comments we were saying about you not seeing it, so you wanted to see it. Listen to the bonus pod after you see it.
Star Trek Into Darkness.
Yes.
You can go watch that. Iron Man 3. You can go back, find the episode that we talked about it, and listen to that 30 minutes, because it's not a separate bonus pod.
Exactly. But if you want to hear commentary, Flashpoint. Put on Flashpoint. Probably watch it first, then put on Flashpoint, watch it again.
And hear us make terrible jokes about
it. Use our commentary track.
Yeah. I guess that's it. Goodbye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.